These students at Hackney Community College are training to be builders, but that's a sector that's seen huge job losses over the past year. Coupled to that, Hackney has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country, and now it's gone up again. Total unemployment reached its highest level for 11 years today. For 18 to 24-year-olds, it's even worse. It's not been this bad since 1995.
I've rung a few different bricklaying firms for bricklaying apprenticeships, and at the moment they haven't got nothing, so I'm just waiting to hope the teachers help with getting them as well.
I'm not worried about getting a job, I'll get a job.
Across the UK, unemployment has now reached more than 1.8 million, up 140,000 in just a quarter. For young people alone, it's more than 500,000, an increase of 53,000. In the last recession, Britain suffered 31 consecutive months of rising unemployment, so economists agree it's going to get much worse in the downturn. Some are even predicting it'll reach 2.5 million by 2010. So another steep rise in unemployment. The government has bailed out the banks, it's proposed tax cuts to stimulate the economy, but now the unions insist it must help the growing ranks of the unemployed by increasing benefits. It's either that, they say, or poverty spreads.
We're not yet seeing figures of the level that we saw in the early 90s and the early 80s when 3 million were unemployed. But this is a different kind of recession. A lot of white-collar jobs disappearing. It's not just hitting manufacturing in the north of the country. Every part of the country is being affected. That's why we really do need to see urgent action to make sure we don't reach the level of unemployment that we saw, 3 million plus, in previous downturns.
So unemployment is rising in every sector and nearly every region in the country. This morning the government announced it was doubling the funding of its Job Centre Rapid Response from £3 to £6 million, with perhaps more money to come.
Our job is to spend as much time and effort making sure that people stay in work and the economy becomes buoyant as early as possible, as well as providing as much support as we can for people as they sadly lose their jobs to get back into the labour market as soon as possible. All that's being done, the pre-budget report will announce the next stage of that, and people have to wait and see what that says.
Yesterday, Virgin Media, GlaxoSmithKline and Yell announced a total of 5,000 job losses. In manufacturing, the number of jobs is now at its lowest level since records began in 1978.